He lies to her because he wants to have sex with her, Ty told us, and she lies to herself about what she's going to mean to him if she lets him. The boys in that classroom stopped snickering. Ty had, probably for the first time in our lives, pointed out to us that sex has as much to do with the need to feel loved as it does with body parts. Ty introduced us to the notion that sex comes with consequences beyond what our parents had warned us about, emotional consequences. Our real sex education had just begun. Before that class, we'd thought of Paradise by the Dashboard Light as a naughty, fun little story. Thanks to Ty, though, how could we help but see it as a tragedy? And how could we help but cringe at the way we talked about sex with each other? I remember feeling ashamed during Ty's presentation at how much I'd loved the Phil Rizzuto part, how I'd laughed at his description of the boys' efforts to reach each base. Now I began to understand that talking about sex in terms of running the bases was juvenile, and maybe something worse. Are the bases still the same today? When I was a kid, kissing was first, touching above the waist was second, below the waist was third, and intercourse was home plate. This was a one-way thing because we didn't have bases for what girls might do to us. And that's it, really. We thought of sex as something that we did to girls. Sex was a game, and girls were the playing field. Did you get some? How far did you get? Did you steal third? Sex, for us, was goal-oriented. You kept going until she stopped you. Our stupidity didn't end with baseball. We came up with all kinds of clever ways to talk about how far we were getting. Like, if a girl wouldn't let a boy touch her genitals, we'd say he was stopped at Point Levi's. A moment ago, I said that sex is sharing our private parts in an intimate way, as a way of being close with someone. Does describing sex as a race around the bases sound like intimacy to you? I'd love to tell you that Ty's presentation made everything about sex suddenly clear to me. Mr. Bouvier gave her an A, by the way. It didn't. I still had to wrestle with urges I didn't completely understand and, eventually, signals from girls that I had no idea how to read. But she did manage to open my eyes about the link between the sex organs and the heart. She got me to wonder what sex felt like emotionally. Sex, I would learn over the years that followed, is incredible. Sex feels great. It is the most intimate thing you can do with another human being. Sex is extremely powerful. Not just in that it can create life or effectively end it thanks to diseases like AIDS, but because of what it can make you feel in your heart. But there's a catch. Sex loses its power when it's given away, when it's done too freely. Think about it. How can you distinguish a serious relationship from a fleeting one if you're willing to have sex with everyone you go out with? The secret to the power of sex is exclusiveness. Doing it as part of a deeply committed relationship, like marriage, hint, hint, is a way of giving the other person and yourself the greatest gift there is. But doing it so that a boy will love you or even like you is cheating yourself in a dozen different ways. First off, it never works. If the goal for the boy is to have sex, the relationship is effectively over as soon as you've done it. Sure, he might stick around to score a few more times, but the thrill of that wears off, and when it does, he's gone. Second, you run a very real risk of being branded a slut. No, it's not fair that promiscuous girls are called sluts and promiscuous boys are applauded, but that's the way it is. Here's something else that's not fair. When they're looking for serious relationships, boys avoid girls who are thought of as sluts. Those girls seem somehow dirty to them, used. This kind of unfairness has been around forever, or at least since biblical times, when women were first perceived as property, and women who were not virgins were looked upon as damaged goods. Most of all, though, having sex too young or too often can lessen the power of sex later on in life. It may seem like an old-fashioned notion, this idea of saving yourself for marriage, but it's based on a valuable truth. Sex is really about discovery. Of sensation and emotion and the power of feeling connected to another human being in an incredibly special way. That's why they call it making love. If you separate out the emotion from the sensation, you're lessening the chances that it will seem special to you down the road. That's why the last line of Paradise by the Dashboard Light rings so true and feels so sad. Because the man looking back on his teenage fumblings in the backseat of a car never made the connection between sex and love, he's left feeling that it was so much better than it is today.